Today we take a look at the life of Martha Jane Canary. If that name doesn't ring a bell, you'll certainly know her when I provide her nickname. The story of Miss Canary is today's edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Ed Wheeler was an East Coast writer of Wild West tales. He began writing dime store novels that captured the imagination of thousands of readers. One of his infamous characters was Calamity Jane.
He used her name in his novels, even though he had never met her, and he was selling those and making money on them. He wrote 33 books in a series called Deadwood Dick, and 25 of them were about Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane was born Martha Jane Canary. Amy Cool shares the story of Jane from the place she was born. Princeton, Missouri.
Suddenly, she is a very famous character for things that she's never done, and she's not being paid for those. Later in life, I think that most people would agree she began creating stories of her own to make a living and make a life to survive.
Jane was in charge of her younger sibling while she was yet a young teenager. Stories of her courage and attitude made her stand out on the frontier.
It was known that she was an excellent rider. She could ride and shoot like a man. The frontier was not a good place to live. It was a good place to die. And this girl was making it.
We today know her as Calamity Jane. But exactly what calamity her name refers to, well, that's still a mystery.
She tells a story about having rescued a man on the frontier and that he dubbed her with this name. But in reality, other people say that to date her or to court her was to court Calamity. So it's really murky. Nobody really knows where the name came from.
Although Calamity Jane died in Deadwood, South Dakota, her life still has an impact on this small town today. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Princeton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.